When you hear this sound, turn the page. The Old Man Who Made Flowers Bloom. Once upon a time, there was an old man and an old woman. The couple had no children. They had a dog named Shiro, and they loved him very much. One day, Shiro barked at the field. "Dig here! Woof, woof! Dig here! Woof, woof!" "What's the matter, Shiro? Dig here? Okay, okay, I'll dig here for you." The old man dug there, and suddenly, gold coins of all sizes began to pour out from the hole in the ground. A greedy old man who lived next to the old couple heard about this story, said, "I'm going to go and get the gold coins too. Lend me your dog," and dragged Shiro to the field. The greedy old man dug at the place where Shiro had yelped reluctantly, and a lot of trash came out from the ground. "You useless dog!" The greedy old man got angry, and he beat Shiro to death. The old man and old woman who loved Shiro were very upset. They buried him in the field and stuck a branch in the ground as a grave for him. The next day, when the old man and old woman went to Shiro's tomb, the small branch that marked Shiro's grave had become a big tree overnight. The surprised old man and old woman thought the tree was a reincarnation of Shiro, and they made a rice mortar out of the tree. Then they used it to make more rice cakes. Strangely enough, a lot of treasure came pouring out from the rice cake. The greedy old man was watching and said, "Lend me that rice mortar." And he took the rice mortar to his house against the old couple's will. However, no matter how hard the greedy old man pounded the mochi, all he got were stones. "You stupid rice mortar!" The angry, greedy old man smashed the rice mortar with an axe and burned it. The old man whose precious rice mortar burned took the ash back to his home, when suddenly a gust of wind blew the ashes into the sky, where they then floated down and settled onto a dead tree. And then, look what happened! The dead tree covered with the ash burst out in full bloom. The old man became very joyful and said, "I'll make all of these dead trees bloom," and then sprinkled the ash to the other dead trees. And those dead trees also burst out in full bloom, one after another. Just then, the lord of the castle and his aides passed by. "It's absolutely stunning!" The lord gained great pleasure from the view, and he gave lots of gifts to the old man. The greedy old man was watching and said, "Hey, give me those ashes," and grabbed the ashes and said to the lord, "My lord, these ashes are mine. I'm going to make dead trees bloom, so give me rewards." The greedy old man wanted to make as many flowers as possible bloom in front of the lord, so he sprinkled all of the ashes at once. However, instead of making the dead trees bloom, the ashes only got into the lord's eyes. It is said the greedy old man got into a lot of trouble with the lord of the castle.